All right. Let's move on to concepts and axioms. I have a few more things here. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll get through everything. Structure. The longer a work, the more structure is needed. We talked about that briefly. If it's several pages, it can be one meditation. You don't have to worry about where a character's going. He could just be in a bathtub for a page thinking. If it's a short story, it generally requires a sense of arc because that's what people are expecting. That's what they want. And then, you know, a novel is, as I mentioned earlier, like the Brooklyn Bridge of engineering. There's a lot of different ends that are coming together and coming in and coming out. And I won't take a side as to which I prefer because I think they both have wonderful points. The more structure you have, the more logical it's going to feel and the more crafted it's going to feel. The less structure that you have, the more spontaneous a work is going to feel and the more vital it's going to feel. And by vital, I don't mean important. I mean alive. You know, and not to say that a logical or a more structured thing is dead, but there's a vitality to it. And I was use the examples of the woodworker and the whittler, and the chess master and the child. The woodworker, you look at a piece of furniture that's been done, and it's taken 6 months, and it has the dovetails and everything like that, and that just the carvings, and it's just a beautifully constructed piece. And then you look at somebody that whittles something. And they take a stick, and the knots aren't something that you're trying to train out of the work. It's something that you incorporate into the work. And it's more feel, and you leave rough edges intentionally because it gives a certain feel. Like, that's the difference. And the chess master and the child, it's, you look at a chess master, and they've spent years determining all the moves and things like that. And they know the constructs of the game, and they've become masters of that construct. Whereas a child, when you watch a child play a game, they don't care about rules. You know, when there's three kids gathered around that are 6 years old, they're just playing a game that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't have any rules. The rules change as it goes.
Oh, really?
You know, that's
mainly so whoever shouts last wins.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
right.
That's the rule. I mean, they just imagine things. That's what they
sure.
do. You know, so.
That's why they're so happy.
Yeah, and that's what the spontaneity and the vitality of it. That's what I'm trying to get at. There's nothing wrong with either of those things. They're both marvelous things, the chess master and the child. But they they both have their virtues. And of course, I'm talking about the poles. You know, there's everything in between. But
Alan Grantham invents his own chess game shows.
Really.
He just starts with the chess sets and invents new ways of playing chess, you know,
yeah.
all the time.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great.
I know, I was thinking of this, but
yeah.
talking about that, playing with my grandchildren, it's hysterical.
Yeah.
That's the engineering.
Mm-hmm.